کرشنا کرشنا ہرے ہرے
ہرے رام 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 ہرے.
سو آفٹر دا وار واز اوور آفٹر دا وچ وار مہابھارت وار واز اوور ان دا کورو سائڈ ون آف دا جنرلز واز سیو واز اشوتھاما. اشوتھاما واز دا سن آف اینی ون نوز دروناچاریا. ویری گڈ. واز دا سن آف دروناچاریا. ہو واز دروناچاریا؟ گرو آف پانڈواز اینڈ کوروز. رائٹ. ناٹ اونلی آف ارجنا, of Gauravas and Pandavas. So this Ashwatthama, he was very revengeful. Basically he wanted to please Duryodhana. So what he did, one night he thought he will go and kill all the 5 Pandavas. Actually it is not lawful. See, because what is the law? You should fight with your opposite army only in the field, in the battlefield. That also there is a particular time. Okay. But this Ashwatthama, what did he do? He went in the night in the camps, you know, they were staying in the tents, na? He went, it was completely dark, he went inside the tent, and what did he do? He saw 5 bodies, okay? 5 bodies in different beds, and thinking them to be Pandavas, he cut all the 5 heads. When no one noticed, and actually those 5 were the 5 children of Draupadi. Remember Draupadi?
Yes.
Draupadi and Pandavas' children. They were 5 children. Actually they all were staying together in the tents when during the war. Huh? So this 5, who were the 5 Pandavas? Okay, very good. So these 5, and who was their wife?
Draupadi.
So their children, instead of killing the Pandavas, this Ashwatthama, he cut the heads of the 5 sons of Pandavas who were innocent. They did not do anything. They did not even, so Draupadi and Ashwatthama did not see, he just saw that, and he went and informed Duryodhana. Even Duryodhana was not happy at this news. He said, what is this? You are a fool or what? Why did you kill the sons of the Pandavas? And here what happened? When Draupadi came, just imagine, early in the morning when a mother comes to see her sons, when she sees the bodies, when they are cut with the cut heads. So she started crying. Then Arjuna came there. And then Arjuna saw, what is this? Then who has done this job? So Ashwatthama had done that job. So then Arjuna promised Draupadi that I will go and bring Ashwatthama in front of you. I'll punish him definitely. So then what happened? Seeing Ashwatthama knew that Arjuna will be coming behind him. What did Ashwatthama do? He took his horses and he had this chariot driver, and he was going fast. And he saw behind Arjuna coming. Along, who was the chariot driver for Arjuna?
Krishna.
So Krishna, whenever his devotee is in trouble, always Krishna is there. Yada yada hi dharmasya
tani bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam
sidhaya. So that is why this Arjuna, he was coming along with Krishna. At that time Ashwatthama saw that he is coming and he was going very fast. But he was going fast and Arjuna was coming behind him. And the more fast he was going, Arjuna was still coming closer, like comparatively the distance became closer. And the horses of Ashwatthama became tired now. They didn't want to move. At that time, having no way, you know what Ashwatthama did? He did one more unlawful act. What was that? He used Brahmastra. That Brahmastra is a divine, one of the divine weapons. It should be used. Actually, in those days, some demons were very powerful. So what they used to do? They used to come and disturb the innocent people. So that is why these acharyas, for example, Dronacharya, who was good at Dhanurveda. Dhanurveda is a subject of learning how to use bow and arrows. In that it is taught. That is what Dronacharya taught the Pandavas and Kauravas. So this So this Brahmastra is one of the weapons. It should be used only when you are not able to resist these demons. The common people, then someone can use it to protect the common innocent people. But this Ashwatthama, Dronacharya, and this teaching of this Dhanurveda is also taught only to a person who is eligible and who is qualified. But Dronacharya, since Ashwatthama was his son, he had a little soft heart and he taught him how to use Brahmastra. But Ashwatthama did not know how to, he knew how to use it, but how to withdraw it. Are you able to understand?
Yes.
See, the weapons are such, you know, if you want, you can use it and you should be able to withdraw it also. There are mantras for both. He did not know how to withdraw it. So now Ashwatthama, and you should use it only when it is required to protect someone, not to destroy someone. Because Brahmastra is so powerful that if you chant the mantras, you know how they use it? They first purify it with water, and then they chant some mantras, and you know, after that, this weapon is invoked. Brahmastra. It is not an ordinary weapon. And if you aim at someone, it will go and finish that person wherever he is. So this is the power of Brahmastra. Now Ashwatthama, he should not have used that weapon. But because he wanted to protect himself. That is wrong. But still, he aimed that Brahmastra at Arjuna. Now, the Brahmastra was coming with its full power towards Arjuna. So Arjuna told Krishna, "Krishna, what is this? It is so bright and it is coming towards me." So then Krishna said, "Ashwatthama has used the dreadful weapon, Brahmastra. So you also counteract it. That is, you also use another Brahmastra." So Arjuna, he used another Brahmastra. What happened? Both the Brahmastras went and they both collided. And you know, the universe was going to be burnt. Because that is the power of two Brahmastras. One Brahmastra weapon is quite powerful. And one more. So then, you know, it was going to be very difficult. Everyone will, unnecessarily innocent people will be killed. That is why Krishna told Arjuna, "You withdraw both the weapons." Because Krishna also knew Ashwatthama does not know how to withdraw the Brahmastra. So then, Krishna, on the order of Krishna, Arjuna chanted mantras and he withdrew both the Brahmastra weapons. So that the whole planet will be protected. Then after that, Arjuna, he somehow defeated Ashwatthama, and then he made him he tied him with full ropes. Then, so at that time they were deciding whether to kill him. But Arjuna, although, see, Ashwatthama did such a bad act, right? Now what you and me will do? If someone kills us, even you, we'll also kill. But what Arjuna, because he was a soft-hearted devotee, and moreover Ashwatthama was his guru's son. So he was not able, he was in a dilemma. But how can I kill him? So then finally there was a conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, and finally they decided, "Let us take the Ashwatthama to the Pandavas and Draupadi. Let all of us decide together what punishment we can give Ashwatthama." So they all went to the place where Draupadi and the other Pandavas were there. At that time, Draupadi, see what a mother she is. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he offers respects to Draupadi. See, her 5 sons were killed by this Ashwatthama. But when Ashwatthama was tied with these ropes and he came in, like a bandi, you know, he came in front of Draupadi. At that time, Draupadi offered respects to Ashwatthama. Why? Because he was a Brahmana's son. Not only that, he was also their guru's son. Just see the attitude of a devotee. This is praised, highly praised by Srila Prabhupada in his purport. So that time, this Draupadi, she said, "Please release him." She could not see that sight also. He had killed her 5 sons, but she could not see a sight of even he being tied up with a rope. So then, they were deciding what to do with this person. So then, Draupadi said that we should not kill him, because she was experiencing the pain of her 5 sons being killed. And she was weeping. So she said, "My guru's, Dronacharya was also her guru." I mean, because like, so she was saying, his wife, Dronacharya's wife's name is Kripi. She will also go through the same pain which I am going through. I don't want that to happen. This is a devotee's heart. What will we all do? If he has suffered, if I have suffered, he should suffer double. Right? But a devotee's heart is not like that. devotee has compassion for everyone. So Draupadi said, please release him. And then they all decided, and Bhima was ready to kill him actually. Then Yudhishthir and all, they decided, they said, no, we should not kill him, because he's our, even Yudhishthir is famous for his righteousness. So that's why Yudhishthir also said, no, we should not kill him. Then they all decided, and Ashwatthama had a special jewel on his forehead. Yeah. And because of that jewel, he was very, he was looking very effulgent, very shining. He was looking very shining because of that jewel. So what they decided, Arjuna, he caught hold of his hair, Ashwatthama's hair, and he removed with a small knife, he removed the gem on Ashwatthama's head. And they cut his hair also. So this way, he is insulted. And for a Kshatriya, insult is more worse than being killed. Are you able to understand? Kshatriyas, they are kings, you know. They prefer to die than to be insulted. So this way his jewel also is removed. Because the jewel was removed, immediately, you know, all the glow on Ashwatthama was lost. He became very weak and very quite ugly looking. And his hair, you know, all was cut, and he was left. They said, we'll leave him. Let him go wherever he wants. So this way he was punished. And also in between, there was one more this thing, that after this Mahabharata, because millions of soldiers were killed, that is why all the Pandavas, Kunti Devi and Krishna, they all were sitting on the banks of the river, and they were lamenting. Means they were crying for them. I mean, they were lamenting. After this pastime, this Ashwatthama did not keep quiet. He was still more angry. Already was angry. Now he was more angry. You know what he thought at that time? Who is the son of Arjuna?
Abhimanyu.
You know that Abhimanyu was killed in the battlefield, right? By all the generals. Who was his wife?
Uttara.
Yeah, very good. Uttara was Abhimanyu's wife. She was carrying a child in her womb. So, this Ashwatthama, he thought that now I will not leave the Pandavas. As a final aim, what he did? He used the Brahmastra to kill all the 5 Pandavas and the last child that is in the womb of Uttara. So that the whole family of Pandavas will be destroyed. That is what was his aim. So he aimed that Brahmastra and he sent it. Now here what happened, as I told you, they all were mourning. And then, you know, Krishna said, now since comparatively everything is peaceful, I will leave to Dwaraka. So, at that time he was just mounting on his chariot to leave to Dwaraka. At that time all the sages, you know, Vyasadeva and other sages, they all, you know, they were greeting Krishna, because Krishna was going to leave now. So they all were greeting. At that time this Brahmastra, all, see, like, you know, you can imagine Krishna standing here in the chariot. And here all the Pandavas and the other members, and here some sages were standing, and from there the Brahmastra is coming with full power, you know. It is coming and it is coming towards the Pandavas. Because he had, as I told you, if you aim at someone, it will destroy that person. So it was coming towards the Pandavas. Even they could not, react. I mean, they could not do anything because it was aimed for them, no? So that is why Krishna, he immediately removed his Sudarshan disc. This is how he protected the 5 Pandavas. Now, the Brahmastra is going to go to Uttara's womb. A small child in the womb of Uttara. Uttara came running. Krishna, please save me. Please save the child in my womb. It is such a small child. So immediately, what Krishna did, he got down from his chariot. He took a form of a thumb. I mean, so small. He entered the womb of Uttara. Are you able to understand? Krishna entered the womb of Uttara. Can any scientist do this? Can he take a small form? Can anyone enter the womb of a woman? Impossible. Only Krishna can do that. So, this is how Krishna entered the womb of Uttara. And in some places it is said that the child was killed because Brahmastra is powerful. It has to do its job. So, the child was killed. Krishna replaced the body in some places. In some places it is said, Krishna with the help of his gada. What is the gada's name? Kaumodaki. You know, he used the gada and he formed a circle around the womb. A brilliant circle around the womb. So the Brahmastra came and say the womb is somewhat like a circle, you can say. So it came, and when the effulgence of Krishna's Kaumodakis was there, it hit that and it couldn't do its action. Brahmastra couldn't act on Krishna's Kaumodakis protection. So this is how Krishna protected Parikshit in the womb of Uttara. And see, Parikshit Maharaj, this child which will be born later, I'll be telling the story further. So this Parikshit, he saw Krishna right in the womb. Just imagine, what a blessing to see Krishna complete, full form. To see the Lord with all four hands, you know, with Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, and the yellow, the Lord wears the yellow dhoti, it is called Pitambar, and his crown is Kaustubha gem, with full paraphernalia, Parikshit saw the Lord, and then immediately, this is how Krishna protected Parikshit. So this story, we'll continue on...